Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time. Parliament's back this week. What's on the agenda? I'm sure there's plenty.
Well, yeah, a number of things, of course. We've got some very contentious health legislation that we're getting a lot of correspondence on, but I think that'll be fine. But more importantly, locally, we want to talk about renewing the calls for the modal pathway between Bargara and Bundaberg.
Mm-hmm.
This has been around for a little while, but unfortunately, we've had another cyclist hit recently, yep. Which sort of turns a real spotlight on this issue. So, yeah, we'll just continue down that line. And, of course, I've just noticed this morning we've got issues fighting for the funding for Paradise Dam. But yeah, be assured, we're in there fighting the good fight for the area. And as we know, it's a great place to live, and we just got to keep making sure we get our fair share.
Now, you mentioned that it's not a new issue, this particular bike path. So what stopped it? Like, has it just been put on the back burner? What's actually happened?
Well, I just think it's the acknowledgement from the funding sources, i.e. federal and state governments, particularly state government, that this issue hasn't become a reality. And I guess a shout out to the council. They've done their work in identifying, you know, the pathways and what needs to happen. But you're right, since 2018, this has been a real issue that should have been addressed. And we've got to keep at it. And I think it'll just come a time in the future where someone will say, yep, that's a good project. But we want to see the planning. We want to see budget allocations. We want to see this really sensible idea of having a multimodal pathway between Bargara and Bundaberg become a reality. I mean, the people would use it would be phenomenal. And just, again, the safety issues now have come home again, which is unfortunate.
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, joins me this morning on The Big Brekkie. Now, I also hear that you're going to be tabling a question around learners' driver's licences. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I guess what we're seeing, local constituents have raised the issue that they've got to pay a three-year licence for their P's, $200. But what we're saying is some people go in, apply for their P plate, and can have it done in a couple of months. So the question is, why aren't learners given the same choice about whether they pay for a three-year licence or a 12-month licence? So it's just a little thing. It seems a little bit of an anomaly. 800 people have signed the petition that we put together. I thank everyone that's got involved in this issue because it just seems to be a bureaucratic oversight, and hopefully we can see common sense prevail and the minister can change the laws which allow people to have the flexibility about how long they can have their licence for, how much they pay for it, and of course at the end of the day save a bit of money for those young people just getting their P plates.
Now I know you're about to jump into Parliament Question Time and a few other things as well, so very quickly, it is Get Ready Week this week, Stephen, so what's this all about?
Well look, it is unfortunately the Bureau of Meteorology have put out their long range forecast, and it does send some red flags up about concern about what this next season, particularly cyclone storm season, may have in store for us. And I guess it's just a call, get ready. And it's just, this week we can really do a lot to prepare. As you know, we can't control the weather, but what we can control is how we prepare for it and how we respond. So it is about everyone in the household knowing about evacuation strategies, having their emergency kits together, all your paperwork and everything you need if we do lose power, or you know, more sinister things with some localised flooding. So it is about getting ready, making sure your family and you've got elderly neighbours and people around you as well. Just take some responsibility that we can really minimise the effects on what we are expecting is going to be a fairly significant storm and cyclone season upon us.
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, really do appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much. All the best. Bye.
Thank you very much. That is Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, joining us on 1332 4BU.